I'm Elliot Forrest. Welcome to On Wings of Song. WQXR is proud to bring you this recital series created and presented by the Marilyn Horne Foundation. On Wings of Song was started by Marilyn Horne in 1995 to further the vocal recital art form and give young singers the opportunity to showcase their work. Today, tenor Paul Appleby with pianist Stephen Blyer with a program of music by Grieg, Britten, and others, including traditional Irish songs. Joining me as co-host is the founder of the recital series, Marilyn Horne. What a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Elliot. Haven't seen you for a while.
I know. It's been a while. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Tell us how this recital series got started.
Well, you know, I just had started the foundation. We put it together in 1993 and created the board and all of that. And then in January, on my 60th birthday, as I say, oh, to be 60 again, we created a huge gala at Carnegie Hall, and that was sort of the start of the whole thing. It was very successful with lots of great, wonderful stars singing their party pieces, and we were packed to the gills, and it was, you know, 5 degrees outside and things like that. So everybody stayed in. It was a hugely long concert, but nobody minded. They didn't want to go back out into the cold, and that was the beginning of it all.
This first concert of the series of four concerts that we're broadcasting this season, the first one features tenor Paul Appleby. He's an American. He's in the Met Opera's Lindemann Young Artist Development Program. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it's attached to the Metropolitan Opera, and it's literally the Young Artists Program. So they're in like a school. They get lots of training. They get, you know, lots of coaching in music and in acting and in moving and not moving. And, you know, it's a big learning situation.
What can you tell us about Mr. Appleby?
He's got a gorgeous voice, beautiful young tenor voice, the kind that you want to sit back and go, ah.
Well, we can do that now. He's going to sing music by Edvard Grieg. Anything we should know about this music?
Well, I can tell you that Grieg is a fabulous composer for the voice. I am myself never sang anything except Ein Traum, which is practically a national anthem. I don't know if I get this right, but Jo elske dig. And if that's on the program, you know that it's going to be a wonderful group of songs.
Okay, here is pianist Stephen Blyer with tenor Paul Appleby, music by Grieg, recorded in October of 2009 at Christ and St. Stephen's Church in New York City to open this season of broadcasts of On Wings of Song. Thank you.
ihn auf dem Wiesensteg. Sie schaut aus ihrem Gartenhaus, er stehe hart am Weg. Wir haben uns noch nie bestellt, es ist nur so der Lauf der Welt. Es ist nur so der Lauf der Welt. Ich weiß nicht, wie es so geschah, seit lange küss ich sie. Ich bete nicht, sie sagt nicht ja, doch sagt sie nein auch nie. Wenn Lippe gerne auf Lippe ruht, wie hindert's nicht und tut es gut. Das Hüftchen mit der Rose spielt, es fragt nicht, was mich lieb. Das Löwchen sich am Taube küsst, es sagt nicht, keine gib. Ich liebe sie, sie liebet mich, doch keines sagt, ich liebe dich. Doch keines sagt, ich liebe dich. Ihr verblühet süße Rose, meine Liebe trug euch nicht. Blühet auch dem Hoffnungslosen, dem der grande Seele bricht. Jener Tage denk ich dran, als ich Engel an dir hing, aus das erste Knöpfchen. Füßen trug und vor deinem Angesichte Hoffnung in dem Herzen schlug. Ihr verblühet ach, dem Hoffnungslosen, dem der Grande Seele bricht.
Einst ein schöner Traum, mich liebt eine blonde Maid. Es war am grünen Waldesrand, es war zur warmer Frühlingszeit.
versprang der Waldbach schwul, fern auf dem Dorf verscholl geläut, wir waren ganz erfreut.
Tenor Paul Appleby and pianist Stephen Blyer with songs by Edvard Grieg. You're listening to On Wings of Song on WQXR. This is On Wings of Song, a series of song recitals supported by the Marilyn Horne Foundation, featuring young and up-and-coming singers, now in its 15th and final season. I'm Elliot Forrest, and with me is Marilyn Horne. Do you remember your first vocal recital?
I think I do. Formal vocal recital, right? I had already been singing lots of groups of songs and things from the time I could practically walk. But I do remember when I think I was 10, my sister, also a singer at the time, we actually did a formal recital with groups of songs and of course, lots of duets and things like that. I was 10 in Bradford, Pennsylvania, where I was born. And then I went on to sing, you know, various times. I also remember my first joint recital with someone other than my sister when I was about 21 or so. By then, I lived in Long Beach, California, was with John Browning.
I just wonder about these early experiences that you had, because obviously you went on to be in grand opera with costumes and big sets, but there must have been something about these early experiences that said, this is important to you and you want this important to others.
I mean, I've thought about this a lot, but I think a lot of it had to do with the fact I knew that when I sang recitals, I could do more than one thing. I could sing more than one composer. I could show that I had a real versatility, and I liked that, you know. And maybe that's, you know, a lot of hubris going on there, but that's okay. I don't, you know, if it does what you want it to do. And then, of course, fell in love with the repertory. And then when I went to went to USC in Los Angeles, I took all of this in, you know, song lit classes and had this great accompanist who was teaching by then at USC, Gwendolyn Koldovsky, who was not only my teacher, but she became my first accompanist.
Well, you're doing so much work in keeping the art form going.
And I still will.
and this series is part of that. Music now by Albert Roussel, continuing with our broadcast of the concert featuring Paul Appleby. Anything we should know about this composer?
Well, Roussel, I guess we could say he's in the second rung of French composers, and I frankly do not know these songs, and we're thrilled that he put them on the program because it's also very good for the public and frankly for us that we hear things that we didn't know. I firmly believe that you should not do an entire program of unknown things, which sometimes is the case. I think people want to hear a few of those great chestnuts in there. And I think that gives them a sort of a level on which to judge a singer, too, if they want to. So I think it's important to mix and match.
Well, let's hear what Mr. Appleby is bringing to us. This includes a Sarah Band by Albert Roussel. Tenor Paul Appleby, pianist Stephen Blyer here on Wings of Song.
Fleurs irisées.
brisé.
Songs by Elba Roussel, sung by Paul Appleby with pianist Stephen Blyer. This is On Wings of Song. I'm Elliot Forrest, along with mezzo-soprano Marilyn Horn. This is the last season of concerts called On Wings of Song, but the work continues. Tell us about that.
Well, it's kind of a long story that I'm going to try to make short. We were, like so many organizations and so many private people, had a nice portfolio going, and we took a big hit in the downturn.
And financially, you
right,
mean here.
Yes. And,
okay.
And ever since then, we've been kind of not struggling, but in a way, yes, struggling to keep it all together and stay in the black. So here we are facing whether we can continue more than another year or so. And luckily, we have had this partnership with Carnegie Hall, where we have presented our famous The Song Continues Festival every January for 4 days at Carnegie Hall. And so they have been really, really supportive of us there, and have loved what we have done there. So we thought this was maybe a logical thing to try to work something out with Carnegie Hall, which we did. We are now going to Carnegie Hall the end of June, and we will be called there no longer the Foundation. It'll be the Marilyn Horn Legacy at Carnegie Hall, and the Full Tilt January Festival will continue under the Weill Music Institute, of course, and in our five boroughs. So all kinds of reasons, and we're thrilled that Carnegie Hall and the Weill Institute will have us now, and I will remain as artistic advisor.
Well, it sounds like the song will continue, the songs will continue.
That's right.
And that's certainly the
good
news.
And God bless Carnegie Hall.
Exactly.
And I might add that this is fascinating that this will start next season, because next season will be my 50th anniversary with Carnegie Hall.
Oh, how the time is flying, yes.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Appleby's concert continues with the music of Carlos Lopez Buchardo, a 20th century Argentinian composer. Singers seem to like music with a Latin flair, yes?
Well, first of all, there's something about, for me anyway, I found that the language singing in Spanish just suited me very, very much. I don't know why, but it was every bit as comfortable as Italian in that open vowel kind of sense, you know. And I love the rhythms, and I sang a lot of Spanish music, and I'm thrilled that Paul put these on, because again, this is a composer that practically no one knows, so it's great to hear things that are new.
I'm Elliot Forrest with Marilyn Horn. You're listening to On Wings of Song. Three songs now by Carlos Lopez Buchardo, Stephen Blyer pianist with tenor Paul Appleby.
Aventura con su mal de amor.
Cantando va il correre
vestieron, tan confusos se quedaron, que mirando se los ojos se volvieron en silencio. Prendiditos de
recorded at the Christ in St. Stephen's Church in New York City, songs by the Argentine composer Carlos Lopez Buchardo, sung by tenor Paul Appleby with pianist Stephen Blyer. I'm Elliot Forrest with mezzo-soprano Marilyn Horn. What should a singer look for in working with an accompanist?
I don't think most singers know, actually, and I'm sure that they probably get to know what they want much later on after they've worked with several accompanists. But one thing you've got to have is some kind of rapport with each other personally. You've got to feel something with that person that you think you can make music together. I mean, you got to look for, first of all, your fingers. They got to be able to have really
good... Got to be able to play.
Exactly. They got to be able to play. They have to have wonderful control over the dynamics. They have to really love working with a singer, and they need to be as involved in the words as the singer is, knowing exactly what it is. And in the end, it's got to be, of course, a great collaboration. I mean, I had two major collaborations in my life, Gwendolyn Kaldowski for 10 years and Martin Katz for over 30. And then I've had some wonderful other collaborations with people like Warren Jones and Brian Zeger. So, I'm very lucky that I've had wonderful pianists to work with.
Paul Appleby's recital continues with three songs by Benjamin Britten. Here now is How Sweet the Answer at the Mid-Hour of Night and Dear Harp of My Country, arranged by Benjamin Britten and sung by tenor Paul Appleby with pianist Stephen Blyer here on Wings of Song.
Past
Three songs arranged by Benjamin Britten, featuring tenor Paul Appleby and pianist Stephen Blyer. More in a moment on Wings of Song. This is On Wings of Song, a series of song recitals supported by the Marilyn Horne Foundation, featuring young and up-and-coming singers, now in its 15th and final season. I'm Elliot Forrest, and with me is Marilyn Horne. The concert today concludes with two original Irish songs. What advice do you give singers on how to end a concert?
You've got to end with something that really grabs the public. And as a matter of fact, I was also taught that you should give them something to talk about at intermission. The song that you sing just before intermission must have something special. It can be very soft or something, but, you know, a big rousing song can do it too. So you've got to give them something that's going to just set the audience off and make them scream and applaud and all of that. What else?
Well, let's see if he does that. Tenor Paul Appleby now, two traditional Irish songs.
To Mary McCree, Mountains of Mourne, Ireland. Oh, Mary, New York is a wonderful sight, with the people there working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at that digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne drift down to the sea. I believe that in writing a wish you'd expressed as to how the fine ladies of New York were dressed. Well, if you believe me when asked to a ball, faith, they don't wear a top to their dresses at all. Well, I've seen it myself, and you could not interrupt, say if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, where the mountains of Mourne drift down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, oh, never you mind, with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions on roses and cream, but all often remarks with regards to them same, that if at those roses you tempted to sip, the colors would all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me. Where the mountains of Mourne drift down to the sea. Sincerely yours, Patrick O'Loughlin, New York City. Most provoking for the pride of Petrovar. So he it went as it was in the beginning. Tiny Nog was bent upon the winning. Big McGraw contentedly was grinning, being courted by the pride of Petrifer. Says he, I know a girl that could knock you into fits. At that, Eileen nearly lost her wits. The upshot of the ruction is that now the robber sits with his arm around the pride of Petrifer. Boys, oh boys, with fate it's hard to grapple. Of me aye, 'tis Eileen was the apple. And now to see her walk into the chapel with the hardest featured man in Petrifer. And now, boys, take heed of what I say. When you do your courting, make no display. If you want them to run after you, just walk the other way, for they're mostly like the pride of Petrifer. Heart is blowing grey ever since the day you wandered far away. Eileen Og, there's good fish in the say, but there's no one like the pride of Petrifer.
Seems there's time for an encore. Once again, tenor Paul Appleby.
New York.
driving in my car. I turn on the radio. I'm pulling you closer. Oh, you just say no. You say you don't like it. But girl, I know you're a liar. 'Cause when we kiss, oh, fire, we're late at night. I'm taking you home. Well, I say I wanna stay. You say you wanna be alone. You say you don't love me. Girl, you can't hide your desire. 'Cause when we kiss, oh, fire. I could not tear it apart. My nerves are jumping and I act like a fool. Because your kisses, they burn, but your heart stays cool. Damn. Romeo and Juliet. Samson and Delilah. But baby, you can't bear their love they didn't deny. Your words they split, but girl, your words they lie. 'Cause when we kiss, oh, fire burning in my soul. It's out of control. Fire. Fire.
Tenor Paul Appleby with pianist Stephen Blyer, two encores, two quite different works, one by William Baulkham and the other by Bruce Springsteen. Big finish, Marilyn Horne?
Well, you know, Bill Baulkham, I'm happy to say, is perhaps our leading composer in this country, and he's still very much alive and kicking. His amount of music that he puts out is incredible. He's really prolific and has done lots of vocal music, lots of opera. This particular aria that he just sang is from A View from the Bridge, Arthur Miller's play, of course. And it's fascinating to me that it has this now pretty famous tenor aria that tenors love to sing, as is Lonely House, an aria from Street Scene by Kurt Weill. So these are two kind of really important arias for tenors when they say, audition me something in English, right? And it's already hit the pop charts. I particularly have had two major works written for me by Bill Baulkham, and they really hold up.
And I guess it's always fun for opera singers and recitalists to sing some rock and roll on occasion.
On occasion. I mean, I have only the closest I've come to that was Bridge Over Troubled Water. I don't think it's exactly that. It's more gospel than anything. But these kids grew up with it, and that makes one hell of a difference. They're comfortable with it.
Well, that concludes this concert from Christ in St. Stephen's Church with tenor Paul Appleby and pianist Stephen Blyer. Marilyn Horne, thanks for being here.
I love being here.
On the next broadcast, join Marilyn Horne and me for a concert with soprano Simone Osborne, with pianist Carrie-Anne Matheson, and music by Rodrigo, Liszt, Strauss, and more. You've been listening to On Wings of Song, a production of WQXR Radio. The 2009-2010 season of On Wings of Song is in memory and in honor of Henry Lewis. This concert was recorded by Ben Arno. Thanks to Barbara Hoker, Executive Director of the Marilyn Horne Foundation. More information and a complete list of music played on this broadcast, including texts from the songs, are available at marilynhornfdn.org and wqxr.org. I'm your host and producer, Elliot Forrest. Thanks for listening.